Thank you very much, Miss Jane. Let us share. Let everyone share. Everyone of you watching right now. Share. Every one of you share. Today, I want to talk about... I didn't put the topic of what I'm talking about today, bro, because I wanted to be a surprise. I want to talk about witches and how they operate. So you will be warned. So that you understand. I'm going to talk about habit addictions as well, what causes some addictions, and I believe that's going to be a blessing to some of us. And we're also going to talk about you why it is wrong to seek native doctors or herbalist to lay hand on you for you to have babies. Very wrong. So I'm going to be opening us to that dimension of truth, and I believe that dimension of truth is going to help every one of us that is watching this video today. I'm still going to be live today this evening. Hopefully. To do a depth teaching on a particular thing. I don't know what I'm going to be teaching on yet. Yesterday we had 1 hour prayer section. It was wonderful. Yesterday at CEO Ministry we had 1 hour 20 minute section of prayers. Just 1 hour 20 minutes just praying in tongues. And a lot of people from Facebook here also attended the program, and it was mighty. It was filled with so much impartation. Apostle Tochukwu, God bless you, sir. Good to see you watching. Yes, I'll be praying for a lot of people this evening. So we'll be casting out devils. We'll be casting out devils. And a lot of people have been giving their life to Christ. So God has been so faithful. And in fact, we'll be receiving a lot of calls. Some people giving their life to Christ. People that are into different kind of thing. Some people that were initiated, some people that were being manipulated by witches and wizards, and a lot of people gave their life to Christ, and we've been leading them to Christ, and we've been trying to keep up with them. So it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful, and it's been God all through. None of this could have been possible if not for God. None of this could have been possible if not for your prayers and your support. And I really appreciate what you guys have been doing. I really appreciate every one of you here that has been tuning in, and your prayers has been awesome for us, and God increase you all mightily in the name of Jesus. So let us pray. Before we start, let us pray. Father, thank you for a wonderful day like this. Father, you made today possible, Lord. You sent me out here to be a blessing to everyone here. I'm only but a vessel, Lord. I don't know what they are believing you for today. I don't know what they are asking you for today, Lord. But I believe that the teaching I'm about to help them understand or teach them will be a blessing to them in Jesus' name. And for those of them asking and saying that, there's some financial difficulties. Man of God, it's not that I'm not giving, I'm giving, but I'm having financial difficulties. Right now, that financial difficulties is settled in the name of Jesus. All you need to do is just believe. It is settled in the name of Jesus. The lady here also is having, I'm seeing someone saying, Father, man of God, locate me, back pain. That pain is gone right now in the name of Jesus. When the Lord reveals, he reveals to redeem. The spirit behind that back pain, I bind them in the name of Jesus. And you have received your healing right now, copy in the name of Jesus. Someone is saying, Lord, it's been long I came to your presence. My anointing is dry. The anointing can be dry. When you stop praying for a long time, you stop exercising those anointing, it's thieves. When you fall back into sin, it's thieves. Right now, the Lord is raising another fresh oil upon your life. Another chance has been given to you to preach the gospel in the name of Jesus. It is sealed. It is settled in Jesus' name. Amen. Free mode, Chai, free mode. Sorry, Mary, for being on free mode. And I'm still gonna be live. Good afternoon, man. Please help me. Area of marriage, want to be married. It's fine. We're gonna be praying for those that are in need of marriage as well this evening. So try as much as possible to stay tuned this evening. I'm gonna be live at 7 or 6 o'clock, not sure yet. Depending, maybe 6 o'clock I'll be live to preach and teach and pray for those and prophesy if I'm led to in the name of Jesus. I'm supposed to be having a call with Apostle Tochukwu today. I'm trying to see how I can be able to bring Apostle Tochukwu online to that, all the way from Abuja, but we've not found a way. Probably we'll start using Zoom, and we'll start using Instagram to also be a blessing to every one of you, because I want to also bring some of my friends that are apostles and gifted, highly anointed in the grace of healing, highly anointed also in the casting out of devils and demons and stuff like that. So highly anointed in the word of knowledge, which I would like you guys to be a blessing, for them to be a blessing to every one of us, that we drink of the anointing as well. So so very soon I'm going to be posting so that is what I'm trying to say, so that Arida supe radesha te karata katekete mereto koso pe karata radoshe eranun maradase. So it's gonna be nice. I'm gonna post my Instagram account soon. It's simple, Prophet Emmanuel Okeke at Instagram. Once you follow us, when we're doing our next teaching, we have to go live on Instagram so we can bring in all the ministers as well to be a blessing to everyone of us here. It's wonderful. And keep in mind, nobody prays. You don't pay anybody for praying. You don't pay anybody for prayer. You don't pay anybody for prophesying to you. Prophecies, prayers are gift of God, and they are meant to be used for you. In fact, the gift that a prophet has is not for himself, but for you. The prophet, the just shall live by faith alone. So God bless you. So today I want to talk about, no books. Just want to talk about witchcraft. I think I know there's no way I'm gonna be able to preach without getting verses. That's one thing I know for certain. There's no way I can preach without getting Bible verses. That is certain. So let's do this. So the Bible says something important, that if you suffer not the witch to leave. That is Exodus 22 verse 18. The Bible says something very important. It says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to leave. Now, one thing we don't understand, that a witch, now there's a spirit called witch. There's a spirit called witchcraft. There's a spirit called witchcraft in itself. Please, as you're watching right now, share the video. Share the video, because this teaching is going to be powerful. I might not teach later in the evening, but I still want to teach in the evening, so forth. So pay attention to this now. Now, a witch. Who is a witch? Witches are wicked spirits. The Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let me show you. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and That is Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So the quarrel, the fight that we're having is not against flesh and blood. The issues we're having in life is not against our uncle, it's not against our auntie, it's not against our nephew, it's not against our cousins, it's not against our mom, it's not against our dad. But the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh. It's the New Testament, keep in mind. It says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So our fight and our quarrel is not with those that have flesh and blood. Now you might be saying, man of God, what do you mean? People can be demonic possessed and everything. Someone can be a witch. Yes, now pay attention. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Now, again, these principalities are fallen angels. When the devil fell, he fell with principalities. These are fallen angels. Against powers, these are also fallen angels. Against rulers of the darkness of this world, these are fallen angels. Against spiritual wickedness, these are still fallen angels. All these are fallen creatures, fallen angels. All these are angels. These are principalities, an angel. Power is an angel. Rulers of darkness of the world is an angel. Rulers of wicked, against spiritual wickedness, these are angels. These are angels. And they have their hierarchies. Rado Shabarada. I must say this. I must teach it. Devil, you're a bastard. So we need to expose the devil for who the devil is. We need to expose the devil for who the devil is. Because when you expose the devil, you'll now be able to know what is happening in our lives and what is causing certain issues. Now, a man of God can say, let's pray. When we pray, any witch behind whatever you're doing will die. It's not a bad prayer. The Bible says, sovereign not a wish to live. But when you're praying for that wish to die and you're having a particular person in mind and you're trying to commit murder, all you care about is the spirit. Whoever that is operating with the spirit of a witchcraft that comes your way, die. You understand? Now, who is a witch? Now, some people get initiated into witchcraft. Now, we have three classes of witches. We have the black witch, we have the white witch, and we have the red witch. Yes, I've been studying. That's how I know. I'm studying. So we have the white witch. The American, the white people always talk about their white witch, their white witches. And we have the black witch, and we have the red witch. Now, I'm not gonna go deep into their teaching. I'm gonna summarize a little bit about them. Now, the white witch, they claim that they are righteous people, that they don't kill, but they still kill. They still kill. These white witch are more, these are the ones that the Americans, they call, some people call them soothsayers, sorcerers. And that is a good sorcerer, it's not a bad sorcerer, that they are holy. They believe that they call themselves holy. In truth, they don't take much, they still sacrifice blood, but they don't do more sacrifice blood. They don't sacrifice much blood like the black witches. The black witches are very deadly. Now, the white witch, the black witch, the red witch, and magicians, they are all wicked spirits. They are being possessed by wicked spirits. So how do they get possessed? The moment you come as a human being, because these witches cannot, the spirit of witchcraft cannot operate except there is a being that can host it. So when they come, they say they want to be a witch. The demon, the spirit of witchcraft is placed inside of them. And the moment that spirit of witchcraft is placed inside of them, that enables them to have spiritual, to be able to fly at night. They are able to leave their body and fly at night. Is someone getting blessed there? Share this video. Share this video. I want everybody to get this video. Share this video. I'm going to go deep on this. Share this video. I want everyone to go to watch this video. Share this video. I don't know if someone is getting this. So, I know. Okay. Now, in witchcraft, there are three levels in witchcraft. In witchcraft, there are three levels. We have they have class one. These are based on testimonies of men that have been with the devil. Study testimonies of confession of men that have been with the devil that gave their life to Christ. People that have been with the devil for over 40 to 50 years, their confessions. I listened to the documentary and I cross-check it also with the Bible and to find certain proofs to understand how real those confessions are. And I'm very sure to tell you that these confessions are 80% accurate. Whatever is 80% accurate is a go. So these are part of the confessions that these people that were arrested by Christ did. And from the experiences of other men of God that has been casting out devils and watching devils speak from their mouth. So I'm sharing this knowledge to you. This is also going to be a very mighty blessing. It's also going to be a mighty blessing to you. So if you pay attention, it's going to help you a lot. Now, these witches, when you come, they give you the spirit of witchcraft in you. And that spirit of witchcraft comes inside of you. It pollutes your mind. It gives you wickedness. That's why they are called wicked, the spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. These high places mean the heavenly places. The heavenly places. There are heavenly places. I'm not here to talk about deep on demons. I'm not here to talk about deep on demons, but we have heavenly places. You have heard about the heavenly places. They are cast down and they stay in the heavenly places. We have the first heaven, we have the second heaven, we have the third heaven. When we say, man of God, how do you know? We know, the Bible says so. So the Bible said Jesus Christ was raised far above heavens, all heavens, ascended far above all heavens. All heavens mean there are other heavens, but he ascended far above all heavens, far above all principalities. Now the principalities, he was raised far above all principalities. That's far above all their places and far above them in authority, far above them in power. Now the devil has power, but the devil does not have authority. That is why the Bible says in the book of Luke 9 verse 1 that he has given you power and authority. The devil has power, but doesn't have authority, because Jesus Christ has taken the authority from him. That way you can say, some of you might say, but we're on a better foundation, we're on a better grace, where there's no man can curse us and everything, and yet you're still battling with masturbation, you're still battling with fornication, you're still battling with addiction, you still find yourself lusty. Now, it does not mean that God is not in you. It does not mean that the Holy Spirit is in you. But the devil never stops at anything but to pollute your mind. You might ask, can a Christian be possessed? A Christian can be demonized but not possessed. A Christian, if 40% of your life is possessed is controlled by a demon, that does not mean that you are possessed by the demon. It means you are demonized. But when we say that you are demon possessed, is when the devil has 70% or 60% of your life and is in charge and controls every of your thinking, like those in the occult. They are possessed by demon, heavily possessed. They have renounced Christ and they are completely possessed by demon. The witches are possessed by demons. The wizard are completely possessed by demon. So we need to come to that understanding. Hey, God bless you, Chooks. So we have to come to that understanding. It's going to help us a lot. It's going to help us a lot in what we're doing. Now, these witches, now, in order for you to be in class one, based on research, in order for you to join the witch and be in class one, there are sacrifices you make. To be in class two, there are sacrifices you make. To be in class three, there are sacrifices you make. There are sacrifices that are made in order for them to acquire all this power. And these are blood sacrifices. And these witches work with the herbalists, the native doctors, the whatever in your village, those people that used to do, they say, they don't serve God, or they're using their own to do omenana. Nothing like, if you're not serving God, whatever power you have is demonic. You don't say, it's Chukwu Okike that gave me this power to be doing, to know about herbs. No, 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 no. These are demonic oppressions. These are demonic oppressions. So we need to come to that reality. And now, keep in mind, now, when someone is drunk, let's say someone all of a sudden started developing addiction for drinking, he's been bewitched. Now, didn't Paul wrote to foolish to the Galatians? He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched you? Oh, foolish Galatians." These Galatians are Christians, and he said, "Yeah, they are bewitched." So a Christian can be bewitched. This is a simple English. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" Let's check it in the Bible. Let's check it in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Galatians 3 verse 1. "Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you?" Oh, foolish Galatians. These are Christians. He's writing to Christians. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" That means as a Christian, you can be bewitched. Anger is not from God. God never created you and installed anger in you. Hatredness is not from God. The ability whereby you steal is not from God. Drunkenness is not from God. Lustful things is not from God. You loving material things more than God is not from God. God cannot give you. Prayerlessness is not from God. God cannot make you prayerless, because he needs a communion with you. So whenever you find any of this, then know that there's an attribute of witchcraft. There's an attribute of demons operating. And it's your job to resist that oppression. How do you resist that oppression? When the demon is saying sleep, you are forcing yourself to be up to pray. When the demon is saying just rest, you are forcing yourself to continue praying. When the demon is saying, don't fast, you are forcing yourself to fast. When the demon is saying, break that fast, you are saying, no, I'm extending that fast. It's not easy. It is not easy because this is us being conformed by the things of this world. A witch is now, let me show you for example, a witch can place a spirit upon you that will make you so attractive. As a lady, you'll be so attractive that every man that sees you wants you. Now, you will say that this is because you are too beautiful. Oh my God, you are so fine. You have a nice shape. No, you have been deceived. It is not your shape. It is not your shape. There are people that are more beautiful than you. And yeah, those people are not following them. It's because the devil has cast a spell on you. Because the devil, there is something about you that the devil wants to take. So he gives you that attention. Before you know, you start following different men. The moment you finally have a sexual intercourse with them, they take whatever they want to take from you and they leave you. And the devil take that thing from you. Then you have lost your respect and your value has reduced. And then you wonder why they're no longer there. Sometimes when things happen in your life, you think it's all happening because there is a particular breakthrough. You are too fine. People are calling you. Everybody's wanting you right now. What is happening? You're a hotcake. No. The devil can project that through witchcraft. They will project a spell that make whoever sees you will want you. And whenever they have a thing to do with you, they leave you and go. And you wonder why people come into your life and whenever they have sexual relationship, they leave. Which is even wrong for you to have any sexual relationship with anyone if you're in a relationship with that person until marriage. You see, this is the message most... Someone said, so true, I'm a victim, you see? This is the message most people don't want to listen to. And this is the message that the church has to preach. And this is the message that we ought to know. This is the message that we are meant to know this truth. This is the truth that is so hard and is so real and we are meant to know it. See, it's not just about going for prophecy, prophesying, tell me something, something. No, it's about knowing the word of God. When you meet a man of God, say, teach me how to hear from God. Teach me how to know God. Teach me how to operate in the way you... Let me know how you know God. It's not man of God speaking to my life, prophesy to me. It is good. But first of all, try... When you have a relationship, if you build a relationship with a minister of God, a man of God, your relationship is not just so that he can be praying for you. The relationship is so that you can pray for him and he'll pray for you. Then the second thing is so that you can know God through him. Let a man of God bring you closer to God. Let a man of God bring you closer to God. Any man of God has to bring you closer to God. And when you are coming close to a man of God, be careful. So that man of God don't get too used to you. If he gets too used to you, he will not be able, the blessing that he carries might not be able to help you. The anointing he carries might not be able to help you. Because it's what they call see finish. You have known him too well. You might not be able to receive from him because of faith. You have seen him. You'll be like, I know him now. He's my friend now. Familiarity makes that anointing. Even when he tells you something, he says, don't travel. You say, don't worry, make I just travel. You go, just pray for me now, shit. You have familiarized yourself with him. And thereby, the anointing he carries stop working. Anointing works only when you respect the man of God. As long as you respect that man of God and honor the anointing of God that is upon his life, honor the anointing of God that is upon his life, that anointing will forever speak for you. I know someone is following you. So you see that now, when you notice that kind of thing, if people all of a sudden attracted to you, you pray against that. Father, whatever spell that was scattered at me, you know, you know it is obvious. Even elderly men that are married will be chasing you. Even men that are old to be your father's age will be chasing you. It is not that you are too fine. Something has happened in the spiritual realm. And if care is not taken, you might have a fiance, but because that thing is happening to you, you feel like you deserve better. And you can end that relationship and go to follow another person and you end up marrying the wrong person. So we need to come to that understanding. We need to come to that understanding. It is highly important we come to that understanding. It's a powerful knowledge that we need to know. Now, these witches, they are very wicked. They are not interested in anything good about you. So what does witches have to do? For example, now, a woman is pregnant. A woman is looking for a baby. For 5 years, 6 years, no baby. She has been praying and it seems like God is not answering. It is not God that is not answering. It is the witches that are tying the womb. A spirit might want to come to the world. A demonic spirit, yes. Demons can come to the world through a being, a body. Those ones, you can't heal them. You can't cast them out. Most people, you know them as Obanje. Some people call them Obanje. You can't deliver them. The man of God cannot heal them because naturally they are not living beings. They are spirits from the river. And when you cast them, when you deliver them, the spirit will die. The body will die. The spirit will go back to the river. So the moment you start asking, man of God, you've been praying, nothing is happening. It is not. See, the moment you are praying, something is happening. A witch can take your destiny, can tie your womb somewhere. As you are praying, Rado sopere de bosuka arenasate, remano jobere de bosopere de kesuto. As you are praying, the moment you are praying, that thing that they tie is being loosed. But the thing is that after you pray for a while, you start doubting, are you sure God is even hearing my prayer? Didn't I pray yesterday? Did he answer me yesterday? The moment you doubt a prayer, that thing stops losing. It stands one place. Because God cannot operate except you have faith. So the moment you keep praying, then it keeps being untied. The longer you pray, the longer it's untied. Before you know, and keep in mind that as they're untying it, these witches, they have what they call crystal ball, something like ball, they watch you. So as you are untying that thing, they watch you. When they watch you, they evoke another spirit to tie it. They evoke demons to distract you from your prayers. They evoke issues. Before you know, they start affecting your finances so that it will affect your prayer. So that you say, God does not answer prayer. And the moment you say, God does not answer prayer, they have won the war and they have won the battle. Then they will tie you even more. So whenever you are praying, keep this in mind that that prayer is being answered and God is doing something about it. So the longer you pray, in as much as 5 minutes prayer is so powerful. When you shout the name of Jesus, it can break anything. But keep in mind that as you are praying, they are reinforcing themselves. And you need to be praying to reinforce more. Because still, in as much as God will want to destroy that woman, that witch that is operating that person, God still wants to save that soul. So when they tie your womb so much, what they will do is that they will go and meet a herbalist. They will tell a herbalist that we tied this woman's womb. Her name is Chisom. We tied her womb. For 6 years, she has not given birth. She will come to you. When she comes to you, give her this herbal medicine to take. When she takes it, her womb will be open. But let her pay you 100,000. Then you come. And say, I'll pray. The nothing is happening. The man will laugh. Don't worry. It's not about prayer. Even me, I'm a Christian. But herbals. It's not everything that God... It's not everything you pray for. That's something you take tablet for. And they give you the herbal concoction and you drink it. Now, it is not the herbal that heals. The witch doctor will go and lose. The witches will go and lose you from where they tie you, and you conceive a child, and you give all the glory to the devil. Then, after like 6 months, they will inflict another punishment upon the child. The child will always be sick, one thing or the other, one thing. They will drain your finances, and you go to the native doctor. You say, what happened now, Baba? I've given birth to a child, but the child is always sick. He said, bring money, bring 100,000, they will give you. After a period of 6 months, the child will come back, sickness will come again. This is how you keep living your life. Then some of you that you have not given birth to, you go to the river, you go to the meet someone and say, I have not given birth to a child, I want a child, and they will give you a child. Take this medicine, you drank the agbo or whatever. You see, Margaret is saying, he said it happened to me. And I gave up on God immediately. I went into the depression, but God never gave up on me. That is it. She went into depression, but God never gave up on her. God never gives up. As long as she don't give up, he doesn't give up. So you're not pregnant. And you say, for 6 years I've been married, I'm not pregnant. For 3 years I've been married, I'm not pregnant. What do you do now? You now walk straight to meet them. You now walk straight to meet a babalawo or a herbalist. They call themselves herbalists now. They still go to church. You meet them in the church. They say, I go to church and they pray. And they will miss one concussion and give you, you drink it. The moment you drink it, the next time you start with your husband, you are pregnant. And you're saying, Jesus, this is awesome. I'm pregnant. This man, they walk. The thing when they do, they walk. You are pregnant. All of a sudden, you give birth to a child. Now, what happened is that what they did was that the baby was there, but the moment you took that medicine, they took the spirit of a demon, a being maybe 5,000 years old that is in the spirit world, and placed into your womb. And you give it to what they call Ogbanje. You can train that child, they will never last. And as long as that child is in your life, business will fall. Everything, calamity will be coming your way. Everything changes. Those children will drink your whole money. And at the age of 30, they might die. You can't heal them. You can't pray for them. You can't deliver them. They are not human beings. They are spirit beings. The man of God will pray and pray and say, it only takes by the grace of God for God to reveal that this child is not a person. This child is a demon. It's a spirit from the river. So when you cast and bind, the child will wake up and say, I'm leaving. The child will leave. They call them the Ogbanje because you get them from the water. They are spirit beings. And that 30 years has wasted because you have trained that child for 30 years. Maybe you have spent roughly 150 million naira training that child in school without you knowing it. Wasted. So what do you profit? What does it profit you to get the whole world and lose yourself? Why not wait on God? If it takes 7 years for the child to come, wait, it's worth it. The child will be a miracle child. You know, one thing about God is that He restores. You might take you 7 years to give birth to a child, but when you give birth to that child will change the entire world. It might take you 7 years to give birth to a child, but if that time you will give birth, you might give birth to triplets. God always replace, always restores. He's a restorer. And you have to wait upon Him. So these witches are responsible whereby a woman, you can be sleeping, the witches can appear in the night. Jesus. Now they operate from 11 p.m. Jesus. They operate from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Once it is 11 p.m., most of them sleep and their spirit leaves their body. The witchcraft in them is what allows them to be able to leave their spirit to be able to leave their body. And they can turn into cockroach, rat, or whatever. They can turn to any kind of animal, except dove. Am I opening someone's eye here? Are you opening your eye? Is your eye being opened this way, friend? You see, the essence of my teaching is that I want you to know what I've known. And I want you to operate the same way God wants you to operate. And that is why I always want you to always pray for me. Wherever you are, take my name and pray for me. That God increase my wisdom, that I may know more. Because the more I learn, the more I bless you with it. God is not allowing me to access this knowledge, so I will keep it for myself. God is allowing me to access this knowledge so that this knowledge can be a blessing to you as well. And that's why I say, wherever you are right now, share this video. Share this video. Download it. Put it on your Facebook page or your own personal page. Share it. Share it to groups. Create whatever. Put it on Telegram. Put it on Instagram. However way, share the video. Let someone be blessed. So what was I saying? So these are how these witches operate. They don't think anything good for you. So once it is 11, they leave their body and they go for meeting. Every single day witches have meeting. Every day they have meeting. Every day. Except for real cases, but they always have meeting every day. Every night they leave their body. But there is a way you can kill most of them. Everything that has, and there's always a solution behind everything. If you're a prayerful Christian, they can never touch you. And if there's a Christian in that house praying, they cannot go back to their body. Because once it is 6 o'clock, most of the witches that are not strong enough, once 6 o'clock, they have to be in their body. If it is 6 a.m. and they're not in their body, they will die. Their body will die. So once it is 6, they are coming back to their body. Every one of them is running. Once it's 3 a.m., they are done with their meeting. That is when they start flying and doing bewitching. That's why you normally get attacked around 4 and 5. But that is when they are doing their attack and sucking up blood. So I want you to understand this. Because this is important, we need to know. This is some of the things that are not taught to us. They are not explained to us. You know, in as much as it is good for us to just focus only on what Christ has done, we need to also take our eyes and say, the Bible said that we are not ignorant of the device of the devil. We don't have to be ignorant of how the devil operates. We must know how they operate, since they also know how we operate. The devil has been studying Christians for thousands of years to know how we operate. And that is why he's able to know what will pollute our mind. That is why you can sit down and pornographic thoughts will come to your head. A naked woman picture will flash in your eyes. Because the devil is interested in projecting naughty and dirty things in your mind. That's why a lady will walk past you. The devil will say, this lady is fine. Check her out. She has fine legs. This is how the devil projects all these things. But we can resist this by praying. The Bible says, flee from sexual immorality. Flee. Run away from it. Don't stay and say, let me know if I can overcome it. But we must know how the devil operates. And when you know what is behind a particular issue, you will know how to pray against that issue. You know, something happened that was one that the Lord showed me where I was doing deliverance again. And I spoke to my friend, Apostle Chukwu. He didn't know about the dream. He just told me, Emmanuel, you have left the deliverance ministry. You stopped doing deliverance. I said, but that is why I always give your number to them now, so that you pray for them. He said, no, you've left the deliverance. I said, I do from the word. He said, no, even after you renew their mind through the word of God, cast the demon out. And that is how I went back into the deliverance ministry again. And now I begin to study more about these demons and how they operate. Don't read any book on demons until you are led. If not, you'll be demonized. The demon spirit will possess you. When God asks you to read and you're reading, the grace of God protects you. Because those things you are knowing, the devil does not want you to know it. So the devil will fight you for trying to know about him. The devil knows the kingdom. He knows the church in and out. But how much do you know about the devil? Do you know how it operates? When a woman is converting, what causes? When someone is bleeding unnecessarily, what is causing it? There's a witch involved. Now, talk about people that are okay, now, before I tell you how to prevent it, let me tell you. Talk about people that are always drinking. Do you know what the devil do? What the witches do? They will install the spirit of drunkenness. There's a demon of drunkenness. They will invoke that spirit and send it to that person. If that person is prayerless, doesn't pray a lot, they will send it to that person. Then in the spiritual realm, they will close the spiritual ear of that person. That is why someone that is drinking, they are telling him, stop drinking, it is bad for you. The more you tell him that, the more you provoke him. His ear has been closed. He can't hear you. So in order to deliver such kind of person, you have to pray for God to remove the blockage in his ear spiritually so that he can hear you. No matter how much you encourage him, he will say, I will stop it, but he will keep doing it. He will say, I will change, but he could do it. The moment he drinks and he's drunk, he feels embarrassed of himself. But when the demon comes, he can't control it. It's because his ears has been blinded, has been closed. And the time will come that we inject the spirit of like this animal that will evoke the spirit in him. You'll be behaving like that. A time will come that will invoke the spirit of ape. He's naturally angry. Every time he's angry. Don't stop drinking. He will violent. He will break bottle. Whenever he goes to drink, he will break bottle, blah, blah, blah. And then a time will come that will invoke the spirit of pig in him. Then he will, you know, no matter how much you wash a pig, you always go back to his vomit. Then after they do it, then he start going to dirty places. His clothes are dirty. He's always smelly. Then after that, they will evoke the spirit of a dog in him. And he's violent, angry over nothing. And that is how they kill him. The same thing with the Igbo people smoke. Igbo is a demonic spirit that is being implanted in someone. And whenever you smoke it, you bring the presence of demons wherever you are. If you read the book of Isaiah 1 verse 11, you understand that these incense attract devil. God does not dwell in, he doesn't want those your incense. He doesn't want those things you're doing. Same way the candles you use in praying, some of them that have fragrance attract demons. They don't chase demons away. How can you chase demons away with fragrance? When even the devil used to be in the midst of God. There are things we need to know. They will tell you, this one, burn it, put it in fire. It will chase this demon away. It's a big lie. It's a fat lie. Nothing chases demon away except you pray. Anything other than prayer cannot chase any demon, cannot cast any demon out. Are we getting blessed? Are we really getting blessed? Because I need this message to sink in. I need this message to penetrate our heart. I need the message to be so bold in our spirit. Because it's very important that everyone pays attention to this message. This is not the kind of message, this is a message that everyone needs to hear. I didn't want to title it witchcraft. I just wanted to just be a blessing to everyone. But maybe later I'm going to change it to witchcraft so that people can be able to rewatch and be blessed. Now, how do you stop them? Thank you, Margaret. Now, how do you stop them? Prayer. Whenever you pray, see, in the spiritual realm, whenever a witch sees you, you are clothed in white. Every Christian, whatever you're wearing, when the moment you're a Christian, whenever a witch sees you, a Christian, you are clothed in white. And when you're a Christian that prays the Lord, there is fire around you. The more you pray a lot, the bigger the fire that is around you. And any witch that sees those fire, when they look at you, they'll turn their face. Even when you gaze at them, they will turn their face. They can't look at it because the fire burns. And when if you're in a house, this is what I learned from Evangelist Emmanuel Obo. Is he? I don't know what his name. Obo Jesus. He's an occultic man that gave his life to Christ. He has been with the devil for over 54 years. So from some of his teaching, I learned a lot from it, and from some of the books, I'm gathering this knowledge from so many books I've read, and the reality of what people that have prayed for that were demonic possessed. And when I mention the spirit of witchcraft, I see. So this is it. So it's important we come to this understanding. Now, you see, I'm so happy that this corona whatever happened, because it gave me enough room to read and study. It gave me enough time to know you all and to be a blessing to every one of you. So now, whenever you are praying, there's something that happens whenever you're praying. Whenever you are praying, there's a force that sees that area where you are. It's like a shield. So if there is a witch in your compound or in your flat and you are praying, that witch, when he wants to come into the compound, he can't come in. When he wants to come, he can't come in, because the power, the prayer you pray has sealed that place. In as much as it's the spirit that can pass through wall, but the moment you pray, everywhere ticks up and it is sealed with strong fire. They can't penetrate. Nothing is going and nothing is coming. It's only the presence of God that will be there. And if you pray long enough, if that witch is supposed to go back to his body by 6 o'clock and you are still praying, you can, as long as you are praying, he can't penetrate. He can't go back to his body or her body. And if you keep praying, you know, till 6:05, that witch will die. You wake up, that's why they say he slept and died. You know, everyone that slept and died while sleeping is genuine. Most of them, some of them are witches. Maybe they encountered something in the spiritual realm. And when you want, if you want to destroy principalities and powers, night prayer, night time from 12, from 11, 12, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., that is when to wage strong wars in the spirit. I'm not saying there's no time that is good to pray, but that time is when you wage war. You encounter those spirits by them, but that time they are still in their spirit form. You release fire upon them. That is when you can say, the Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. Any witch that flies here, die in the name of Jesus, and the Lord will anchor that word, because it says, suffer not the witch to live. But when you see a human being and you say, this person is a witch, you will die in Jesus' name. It will not happen. He has flesh. It's only when that witch is in the spiritual realm that you kill it in that spiritual realm, he dies. Okay. Share this video. Share this video. This is so deep. This is so deep. This is so deep. Very deep. I know this one is getting blessed. There's a particular kind of anger you always have. You don't know where the anger comes. It boils in every time. It is projected. I'm going to stop here today. Let me stop here today, because it's deep. I need to talk with Apostle, my friend. It is deep. It is deep. A lot of things happens in the spirit. A lot of things happens in the spiritual world. So that's why you pray without ceasing. As I'm done, there's a video I'll be uploading soon on our timeline. It's a 1 hour section prayer with us. See, once I upload it, download it, play it in your house, pray with it. The prayer point that I raise that prayer point. Pray with it. It will open so much doors in your life. It's a prayer that, it's just a prayer session. We're supposed to pray, but we had prayer session yesterday. Hey, he said, don't stop, sir. I'm sorry. Don't stop. Everybody say, don't stop. Say, go deeper. Ah, Jesus. So, this is why I'm trying to open your eyes into this. Now, there's a demon that is in charge of war. It's called the Magog or the Gog. Now, these white witches, now, let me explain to you again. Now, red witches are in charge of accidents. They are the one that collects blood. That's why sometimes people have an accident. If you come, you won't see. They say 18 people died there, but you won't see blood. 18 people died there. How come there's no blood on the ground? These are witches. They will take the blood. There is a spiritual blood bank. There is a blood bank in the spiritual realm that is filled up. The devil can come this moment and say, this month I want 250,000 people. I want 250,000 people to die. And I need their blood here. All the principalities, all the demonic world will start asking for that. They must meet that target. But we Christians, we don't say this to this month, let us win 1,000 souls. We don't do it. Or this month, let's pray for 1,000 people. We don't do it. That's why most times if you come to my church, some people say, you will pray a lot in your church. I say, yes, we pray a lot. We preach the gospel, but we pray a lot. We pray. That's why it's called House of Prayer. We pray a lot. We pray. Sometimes we sit down for an hour. We just pray. We just sit down. Everybody sit down. Reba, badada, 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 badada. We are not religious people. We are Christians. We know the power of prayer. I didn't promise that I'll upload video another video in the evening. I didn't promise. So I said I will try. I'm already doing a video now. I'll try. So are you following what I'm saying? So the red witches are in charge of bloods. They love accidents. They are so much in. See, every single accident that happened is done by a witch. Whether you didn't check your car tire or you didn't check it, they are caused by the witch. They can make you not. They can block your mind from checking important things in a car. And the driver is driving and he slept. He said because he didn't sleep yesterday. These are witches. Your normal understanding would have told you just to sleep. Just sleep and rest. But they will make you go. Come on, do it. Go and drive. You can drive. What is there? It's not just from here to Enugu. It's 1 hour drive. Drive it. You can do it. They manipulate your mind. Every manipulation is from witchcraft. The witchcraft, the occult, the magician. These are all the same thing. Magician is not acting. It's not people that just do card tricks and they're acting. No. Magicians are very demonic. Many of them have to sleep in the land of the dead for 3 years to acquire powers. The reason why a woman she doesn't know why she's always upset. A man comes close to you before you know you act one certain attitude. Yes, who is that? And you exhibit certain attitude. I'm teaching. So and you don't understand why it happens so. Rato Sheparada, Setekere Neosope, Ereduje Ranozo Berede Boshada Barada Moshade. You notice that women nowadays have so much anger. If you're a woman and you find out that you have so much desire for money and material things, there is a witch involved. See, you say, man of God, why is it everything is a witch? Because that is the truth. God created you and said you are perfect and fearfully made. Whatever you can find in Christ is supposed to be in you. So if there is anything you can find in Christ that is not in you, then a witch has caused it. A spirit is behind it. Your wife, you as a woman, talks anyhow to your husband. You think it's natural. A witch is behind it. And your husband could not control himself. And he slaps you. In the eyes of people, he did the right thing by slapping you. In the realm of the spirit, he did something wrong because God did not approve that. God did not say when they slap you, slap back. Some women are quick to slap their husband. And when they do it, don't you see as a woman, you, when you fight a lot, every time you're quarreling, and after an hour, you start regretting what you did. It feels like you didn't know when you did it, it's because the devil used you. And recently, a lot of women are having spirit of anger. Because anger does not allow a man to see the thing in a woman. A man can date you for 3 years. And is ready to get married to you today. The moment you exhibit one anger, you say, no, I can't deal with this. You will say, but I've been with you for years. How come just this particular one? Because a man does not need someone that will challenge his authority. So that one anger, that person that is meant to be with you will leave you. Because you have been manipulated from the kingdom of hell. You see? Someone said, sometimes I get angry without no reason, especially if I'm with a man. They put that anger. So you need to control it. And the only way you can rebuke this thing is by praying. There is a level you pray in tongues. You pray in the spirit. You pray for so long that you appear before Zion. You appear before God. And whatever infirmity that is in you, whatever thing that is in you will be, the fire of God will burn it out from you and crush it. But you must keep praying. You must have what they call perseverance in prayer. Rato soperede sete karado shada. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. I don't know if you are getting blessed. Jesus. I don't know if you are getting blessed. Jesus. So now this is the thing. We need to come to the understanding and the realization that these are bewitched. These are being done by witchcraft. Delay in marriage, delay in childbirth, delay barrenness. All these are called. You know how barrenness works. You see your womb is very okay, but you can't conceive. What happened? It has been tied somewhere in the spirit. It is not God that made you barren. God can't. The Bible said that all good things comes from God. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you. I know the thoughts I have for you. the thought of good. He said, but the devil cometh to steal and to destroy. But I come that that which you have, you shall have it and have it abundantly. So are you following me? So we need to come to that understanding. Yes, who is that? I'm still teaching. Is someone looking for me? Who is that? I'm busy. Let him wait then. He said, I'm blessed right now from the day I came across you online, but today is something else. My spirit is lifted. Jesus. I'm happy you have been blessed. I need to stop now because a lot of people are waiting for me outside. I'm still in the office, so a lot of people are waiting for me outside. So hopefully if I come even, I might do the part two of this. But share this video. Share it to every group. Share the video to every group. Download it, have it. I'm gonna do it as an audio so that everyone that wants to have it can download it and have it. The teaching on witchcraft, how witchcraft operates. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. It's wonderful. And I love you guys for being online. Thank you guys for always, whenever we come online, you guys are always there to be a blessing to us. So hopefully tonight, it's going to be awesome. Hey, I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm sorry about that. Forgive me. Just understand, I'm in the office and a lot of people are still want to see me. I'm happy for you guys, and I love you guys, and I thank every one of you that have been supporting the ministry financially, and praying for us, and encouraging us. God bless you guys. I'm happy, and those of you that are in Oka, come and worship with us. Always, don't waste your time. No matter how busy you are, make out time every Tuesday. Come and join the fellowship and pray. Let's sit and pray. One, I'm gonna have an online section, prayer section. Where we just sit online, everybody's online, and we're praying. When we are done praying, we talk about what we felt when we're praying. So God bless you in the name of Jesus. I love you guys. I love you guys. And God bless you in Jesus' name. I pray for you guys. Father, let this word that I've shared with them help them realize who they are in Christ. And Jesus, thank you for my siblings. And let it open them up to a dimension of understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, make a way for them where there seems to be no way. In Jesus' name. There's some people that are asking that they want me to father them. If you have prayed and the Lord told you them to father you. And for now, I don't accept sons, except if on rare occasions. If the Lord really, really said, make a take the presence of son. But I prefer to take sons that are close in Oka. And before you be my son, you have to be mentored. I'll mentor you first before the Lord leads me to have you as a son, then it's fine. But I'll mentor you. And if you have to join my mentorship class, you must be very serious. My mentorship class is a class where you have to always be active. When the post, you answer questions. You ask questions. You must be someone that asks questions a lot to learn, willing to learn. So God bless you in Jesus' name. I love you guys. Shalom.